Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, how does a New South Wales property agent keep a record of their discussions about the sale price of a residential property, was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 5th of April 2023.
Your discussion to reprice, so I'm still on this whole, I guess, underquoting chat, but it's what's topical at the moment. It's what lots of agents are talking about. Why? Because our market is changing. Just spoke with an agent less than an hour ago, and they're saying some properties are selling for more, some properties are selling for less. We haven't got a handle yet on where this is going. So, you know, it is why the supervision guidelines have got in there your weekly review. Now, your weekly review can be, yep, stop, no change. Or it can be, you know, this particular property has had less interest. This particular property has had way more interest. And that could be a whole range of reasons. Less people might be listing, therefore there's a shortage of stock, therefore there's more interest in this particular property. So, you know, again, but every time you have a discussion reprice, Section 73B of the Property and Stock Agents Act is very clear about the fact that you need to keep a record of that discussion reprice. Whether you are talking to your vendor, whether you are talking to prospective purchasers, whether you are talking, you know, to anybody who you are talking price with. Okay, so this, you'll talk price when you, if you're running an open home or doing an inspection of the property. Now, if you're running an open home, it's easy to write down, yet quoted the estimate of selling price that you've got on your advertisements or on your agency agreement. If somebody is making an email inquiry off one of the portals and you're responding via email, or there is an automatic response, you're using one of those systems or one of those programs that will automatically respond to you reprice, then you obviously need to make sure that that price is the price that you have as your estimate of selling price. If you are offering a range or giving a set price, that it is what is matches what's on your agency agreement in terms of your current opinion of price. The next point where this is the point of contention for just about every agent is when somebody calls you on your mobile. Your mobile is out there. It's on all the ads. It's on the signs. It's on your website. It's everywhere. Everybody's got your mobile number. They call you. So you're out in the car. You're out walking. You're on a Sunday afternoon. You're out with your family and somebody calls about price or about that particular property. Then let's talk about the property. If you talk price with them, you need to keep that in your register. So you make a note in your phone, stop, talk to your phone, whatever system you're using, you need to keep that record, get it back into your system. Many systems, and I've talked this many times before, there's lots of the systems now where you can actually send it straight through into your database or into your CRM and it has all of your details and it sends it straight through for that property. So, you know, it's really easy to use. If you don't have that type of CRM, then, you know, keep a note on it, email yourself, send yourself, you know, whatever it happens to be, however you work out that it's going to work best for you, but you need to be able to keep a record of everyone with whom you have discussed price, okay? So, again, this comes back to, are you discussing price that is within the range that you are quoting as your estimate of selling price? If you're using a range, or is it the price that you have given if you have just given a single price on your agency agreement? You might be marketing it with a single price even though you've put a range on it, but that's okay, but so long as that price that you're quoting is in that range. So guys, remember that is a legislative requirement. It's section 73B. It's very clear about what you need to do with those with that process of discussions reprice.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.